The following is a KVON Sports presentation. Good evening, everyone, and welcome in to another sports presentation. Tonight, it is the fifth annual Battle of the Valley. This is a charity basketball tournament event that is taking place at the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley. And we've got the three-time defending champion, Napa County, which won last year over Napa City, taking on Napa City in the first game as this tournament moves right along. And the games don't last too long. They play 15-minute halves, only a 5-minute intermission, and then back at it with the second half. But the main thing, it raises funds for the Boys and Girls Club. And another thing, they have fun. They enjoy being out here. And these are elected officials and employees who are blending together into basketball teams. So we'll be set for this fifth annual Battle of the Valley in just a moment. I'm Ira C. Smith, welcoming you in, and our broadcast is sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. And to find out a little bit about what we might expect tonight, let's check with a couple of the coaches. First of all, the coach that is bringing his team in from American Canyon, as they'll be well represented with what looks to be a very good team. And Vince Lynn, who is program coordinator for the city of American Canyon, is also the coach.
Well, Vince, tell us about this team, about how many you're going to have here tonight.
City of American Canyon planning to bring about 12, 13 good, ready and willing basketball players, hopefully here to make some buckets and get some hoops.
Have you had any practices?
We've been practicing about every week for about the past 2 months. We're not as experienced as some of these other teams, but we're here to give it a good effort.
Have any size on the squad?
Speed kills, and speed is definitely what we're going to try to use to our advantage today.
Tell us about types of people that you have. Do any of them work for the Boys and Girls Club? What about fire or police there in your area?
We have David Farley. He's a program director for the Boys and Girls Club in American Canyon. We have firefighter Robert Rojas, his first year with the American Canyon Fire Protection Department. And we have a bunch of our volunteer coaches from our youth basketball league, because we wanted to reward them and give them a chance to participate in something with more adults. And we have a couple of U.S. Army officers from the recruiting office in American Canyon as well.
And those were the comments from the coach and player for the city of American Canyon. Now in its 26th year, as it had been incorporated back in 1992. City of American Canyon well represented here tonight. The team that came in as runner-up last year, there were four teams that participated last year. The team that is not returning is a team that was known as the Fighting Acronyms. And that was actually a combination of the Napa Valley Transit Authority, LAFCO, and Napa Sanitation. So they were in the tournament last year. They are not in the tournament this year. Our first game is going to be the City of Napa against the County of Napa. And here's what the coach for the Napa City, Joy Eldridge, from the Water Department, has to say. She is the general manager, by the way, of the Water Department.
Well, Joy, how's this year's team matching up with the past?
I think we look good this year. We have a strong group that showed up, I'll put it that way. We've been having good turnout from a lot of our folks this year. It's a combination of people from the water utility side and the fire department.
Well, you certainly have the numbers here.
Right, that was the goal. We don't want to be tired. We want to stay fresh and keep running.
Well, tell us about the practices, if you've had any, if so, where.
We've had open gym in this facility and for the last, say, month and a half, with varying number of people when they're available show up to play, just mostly a little three-on-three is what we've been able to accomplish.
Do you know if there are any other girls that are going to be playing in the event tonight?
We had a good candidate who was practicing with us, once. Her name was Julie Miner, someone who works at the city as an engineer, and unfortunately she had a conflict and was unable to make it this evening.
Too bad. Tell us about your background and where you played collegiately.
I played at a school which is Division I on the East Coast called Bucknell University, and that is part of the Patriot League. And you may have seen the men's team made it to the NCAA this year and gave Michigan State a good run in the first round, which makes us proud when Goliath gives David a run for his money.
And we're hoping that this is going to be a fun event tonight.
That's the goal. Raise money for Boys and Girls Club, a great cause. They do a fantastic job here. They serve over 1,300 kids each day for those working parents. That it's a good, safe, positive place for the kids to go to after school.
And those are the comments of Joy Eldridge. She is the coach of the city team. And we're privileged tonight to have seated beside us before his duties get underway, Mark Kuhnhausen, who is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. And we keep hearing good things about what's happening in South Valley there regarding the new facility.
Yeah, it's coming along. I was just there this morning. It's looking good. Got a few final things to punch out. But we should be open in time for summer. June 11th is our opening day in time for summer.
Yeah. I understand it's over 15,000 square feet as far as that facility.
Yeah, it's 15,000 square feet. It has a technology center, a STEM room, arts and crafts, an early childhood education center, a nice community room, a really nice outdoor patio space. I mean, it really is a crown jewel in American Canyon.
I've heard it referred to in some areas as Napa Valley Vintners American Canyon building project.
That's correct. The Napa Valley Vintners are the ones that kicked us off. They gave us $1 million to start this project, and it gets better, Ira, because they gave us another $1 million after the first $1 million was matched. So the Napa Valley Vintners, it wouldn't be possible without them. They're in for two.
Aren't we fortunate to have such good people there representing us in the Vintner area?
Oh, without question. They do a lot for the community, not just Boys and Girls Clubs, but up and down the valley. They're good partners to have, for sure.
We'd like to encourage people to come on out because we haven't started the first game yet. There'll be at least two, maybe three games, depending on who wins well, I guess, tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to exactly tell you how it's going to play out, but it's kind of a round-robin series. So we'll see if the consolation game is three or if we go right straight to the championship game.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
I know that the county has won three of the last four games, this being the fifth year for the event. And just watching warm-ups, they are tough. They have a front line that could play college basketball.
They sure do. They didn't get any smaller this year, that's for sure. So I recognize a lot of the faces from the last few years. So they're definitely going to be tough to beat, especially on the boards.
But I tell you, the competition is going to be good, too. And also, on the county, they have our supervisors as members of the team.
They sure do. I see Wagon Connect and Pedroza and Gregory.
Yeah, and Ramos is supposed to be here, too.
I saw her showing off her new shoes, her shiny new shoes on Facebook, so she should be here as well.
And we have a chance to, she won't be able to wear those new shoes on this basketball court. Well, Mark, while we have this opportunity, before we get ready for the first game, let's talk about our local Boys and Girls Club right here in Napa and how long you've had this really neat facility.
Well, the facility's been here since 2001. I've been here in Napa since 2010, and just a really well-run program, a lot of good staff, a lot of great kids, and of course, you know, it doesn't work unless the community supports it.
And approximately how many kids do you provide opportunities for?
Well, every single day in American Canyon and Napa, it's 1,300 kids a day.
1,300 a day?
Yeah,
wow.
That means 1,300 kids.
And what age range?
Essentially 6 to 18. We do have some kinder programs at a couple of our school sites, so we dip a little bit younger than that. But, 1,300 kids a day after school means that that's 1,300 kids that are in a safe environment, whether parents are at work or what have you.
Well, you have been one of the leaders in putting together this program to raise funds, and we're so happy that it has been so successful, and with a big thanks, as you said, to the Vintners.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people. It takes a lot of people. But when you got somebody like the Vintners leading the way, definitely it gives you credibility. It's a good seal, stamp of approval that says that the program's worthy. So we still got a fair amount of work to do. As you start construction, as you know, if you talk to anybody, it doesn't get any cheaper as you go along. But we're battling that, and the end product is going to be phenomenal.
Well, I know you get funding from your crab feed, but you have another event coming up very shortly, the Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby Gala, May 19th at Silverado Resort and Spa. That's our main fundraiser. We'll net generally on that fundraiser about $150,000 a year. Our crab feed, we're doing about $100,000 on the net side. I think we did a little bit better than that. We had a good year. It's just one of those. Those are just a couple of events that not only raise money, but also give us a chance to talk about all the good work that our staff are doing and celebrate the kids.
Do they come to the event as they might be attired to go to the actual Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what it is. We've themed that for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's quite a spectacle. You definitely see a lot of hats and a lot of bright clothes.
Do you serve mint juleps?
We do. We always have a signature drink, and I think it was mint juleps last year. Yeah.
Do you have any idea the number of mint juleps that they serve there at the actual Kentucky Derby? 120,000.
I was going to say just below that. That's a lot. That's a lot of mint juleps.
They also serve 522,000 cans of beer on that day.
I believe it. That's a party. I've never been, but yeah. I understand it's quite the event, equal to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's something that's coming here on May 19th. So a chance to support the Boys and Girls Club, plus have a real fun time.
Absolutely.
How do you sign up?
We've got a lot of great auction items. You can sign up on our website, positiveplace.org, click on events. It'll be a great time. There's still some room available.
Well, I know we're just about set for the tip-off of the first game, so I know you have some duties, so we'll excuse you so you can get set for that, and then we'll welcome you back when you are available, Mark.
Great. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a few.
All right. That's the guy that puts it all together, and we'll be checking back here with our engineer who puts it all together from the KVON studio, Charles Kennedy, and we'll be back with the start of this fifth annual Battle of the Valley. And that will be on KVON. Tomorrow night, we'll have the opening game of the second round of the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs as the San Jose Sharks are in action, facing off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night against the team from Vegas, the Golden Knights. Now, the airtime will be 6:30 tomorrow night with the face-off at right around the 7 o'clock time. Now, a little bit of information coming up here in just a moment. First of all, Vince Lynn is over here. We've got the numbers to put down from his team. So, Vince here, just give me a little hand here on your players. So, you've got your number is number 25. So, just go ahead and tell me your players and your number.
Well, we have Mr. Anthony Gutierrez with number 7. Firefighter Robert Rojas with 34. Brandon Harris, number 5. Joel Cornelio, 24. Sergeant James Smith, number 0. Sergeant Kyle Holderfield, number 9. Eric Tabanero, 37. Program Director for the Boys and Girls Club in American Canyon, David Farley, number 21. Ferdinand Yossal, he's number 1. Jay Nichols, he's number 8. Luis Vallejo, he is number 3. And we have our acting coach, Charles Chambray, player coach, Charles Chambray, in number 30.
Okay. Thank you. No Alan Sagalang this year? Okay. So he didn't make it. Anyway, that is American Canyon's roster. This is the 26th year that city has been incorporated, and we welcome them into tonight's basketball challenge. They will be working with two 15-minute halves, and the clock will be continuous running. That means it will stop for timeouts or official timeouts only. Now, if there's an injury or the ball goes way astray, well, then they will take a time to stop the clock to rectify that. But it is not stopped for violations. The clock will stop during the final minute of the second half for all dead ball situations. There will be just a 5-minute intermission between halves. And in case of an overtime, we'll have a 3-minute period for overtime. Each team has two 1-minute timeouts per game, and player substitutions are unlimited. This is kind of interesting, too, because the city of Napa has 14 players on their roster. The county of Napa has 10 players on their roster. Looking at the county of Napa, the defending champions, Alfred Pedroza, Balia Ramos, Brad Wagenknecht. Sound interesting and familiar, those names. They're all supervisors, of course. And Kevin Lemieux, an outstanding basketball player. Brian Verdana, Cassius Klingman, Sal Alvarez, Ryan Gregory, another supervisor, Craig Burt, who also could be playing college basketball, and Christy Jordan. The city of Napa has Corey Jost, Craig Harrison, William Schimpf, Chris Morrison, Jake Fonville, Jonathan Short, Aaron Baracco, Joey Olivia, Steve Brassfield, Matt Simon, Joy Eldridge, Clayton Ono, Tommy Thompson, and Jake Roscoe. So those are the players. And Vince Lynn's coming back over here. We have a change?
Yes, Alan Sangalan has just arrived. He is number 45 for the city of American Canyon here. Thank you.
Okay, well, good for Alan. We weren't sure that he was going to show, but there he came in. And we are having some others there. Christy Jordan has just arrived. One of the early arrivers here, if that is such a word, as our sheriff, as he came in early, got a good seat. There's still seats available, plenty of seats available. So if you want to come on out and watch our supervisors in this type of action instead of at the action they have in their boardroom, this would be an opportune time for you to do that. And we can keep you posted as far as what is happening with the Boys and Girls Club, too. This is the fifth annual Battle of the Valley. And if you're just tuning in, these are elected officials and employees of Napa County, the city of Napa, and the city of American Canyon. And we'll be joined not only by Mark Kuhnhausen, who has had some official duties that he's attending to, but also Mayor Jill Teckel will be stopping by for a little bit of assistance here behind the microphone. And we'll probably ask her about playing in this. I think she would be a great addition to the city of Napa. And we're talking about the Vintners Association contributing two $1 million contributions to the Boys and Girls Club facility. And Rex Stoltz, who is one of the representatives from the Vintners, across the way, making his presence here as well. As people continue to come in, lining up a little bit there at the door, so that's they're waiting for them to get in. But we still have plenty of seats, and we have a lot of youngsters here. So, you know, bring the youngsters on over and come out for a fun evening here at the Boys and Girls Club. So we'll be coming back here in just a moment for the opening tip-off of the first game of this tournament. Napa County, which is coached by Jesus Terrero, against Napa City, coached by Joy Eldridge. Well, we're back here at the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley as we're going to be set for tonight's tournament action. But the games will go fast. You wonder, how are we going to keep up with so many games? Well, keeping up with the games is not that difficult because they play just 15-minute halves with a running clock. So we reach halftime very quickly, and the second half goes by quick, too. So we have just a little time in between games, and we roll right along with the second game. Now, we are assured that we will be broadcasting two games, but we're not certain if there'll be other games to follow. And look who has come on to the court now. Belia Ramos here. And while she had new shoes that she was showing on Facebook, she has her white sneakers there, and she's trying to put on the jersey now. And we'll check Belia's number here in just a moment if she can get that jersey pulled up over there. But nice to see another supervisor arrive here. We were just informed a few moments ago that the actual starting time was not 6 o'clock, which we had been told before, but 6:15 was to be the starting time. So we still have a few minutes just before that opening tip-off. And we did find out that the referees have not arrived as yet. So that's another factor for not starting the game. Rich Rubelli and Randy Marion are two officials assigned to this game. So they'll be here in just a moment. You still have time to come on over and help out the cause as far as the Boys and Girls Club and to that beautiful facility that they will be moving into. While Joy Eldridge is the coach for the Napa City team, Pat Costello is her assistant. Pat can help out when Joy is on the court, as she played Division I basketball and is one of the better players out there when she gets there. That's great to see, too. And she is going to be joined by Christy Jordan on the Napa County team. So we have at least three gals so far. Belia Ramos is on the Napa County team, too. She was on the American Canyon team the last few years. But now that she's a supervisor instead of city council there in American Canyon, she is playing for the defending champions. That's the way you get on a championship team. change your job duties. She's wearing number 9 and gets a real nice hug there from Vince Lynn, the program coordinator for the city of American Canyon. I guess this is his third year to hold that position. And they are comparing shoes now. They're sneakers out there. They're basketball shoes. Belly is white with the silver stripes. And Vince has purple ones with a white trim down at the bottom. You know that things are going slow when we're describing their footwear, I tell you. But we will be getting this play underway here very shortly. And while we have this opportunity, let me just mention a little bit about the Golden State Warriors. Since we're in a basketball mode tonight, the Warriors last night against San Antonio had a 16-point lead. And then, with just under a minute to go, it was a 2-point lead. What happened to the lead? Well, the Warriors did make some key plays down the stretch and did win by 8 points. They took today off. The coach said, all right, we're going to relax today. Just don't bother to come in for practice or anything. But tomorrow, he says, be prepared that we're going to start planning for the New Orleans Pelicans in that Western Conference semifinal. And game one will be Saturday at Oracle Arena, and that'll be broadcast on KVON. New Orleans playing some great basketball now as they had a first-round sweep of Portland. The local schedule for tomorrow over at Vintage High School, the MEL Diving Championships are going to be held. They splash down at about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Vintage campus. And the Vintage baseball team will be hosting Will C. Wood of Vacaville out at Cleve Borman Field in Yountville. They have it scheduled for a 4 o'clock start there. Napa High over at Armio in Fairfield. American Canyon is going to be playing at Vanden in high school baseball. And Napa Valley College, which has had a good turn of events here the last few weeks, playing some real good baseball. They had a sweep of very good Mendocino team. They are hosting Contra Costa, and that is tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Well, we do see Mark Kuhnhausen going out to the center court now. He is talking with Belia Ramos. We're just about ready to get the introductions, I would imagine, and get this underway. A lot of seats still available here as the two teams are finishing their warm-ups. Mark Kuhnhausen, who directs this program at the Boys and Girls Club in Napa, has just made a trip over to the official scorer's bench now, checking some information there with his team that is helping behind the scenes here for our fifth annual Battle of the Valley. And again, I'm sorry that we did not have a little more information. We had been advised that it was going to tip off at 6 o'clock and then it's at 6:15. And we have Mark Kuhnhausen coming over this direction now. Anything, Mark, that you can pass along? We're still waiting for the referees. What's the scenario on that? Referees here?
They're on their way. We're just getting ready to do some announcements, and we'll get these games going.
Okay, there we heard about it. So the referees are still on their way. And Napa City has 14 players, and they didn't have enough chairs on their side, on their bench. So they have come over and have stolen some chairs from the opposite side of the court. So Joy Eldridge, the culprit there, stealing chairs so that her team members can all be seated here, getting ready for the introductions. And we'll try to keep up with this introduction. And for the ones we know, we'll try to relate their duties as they perform for the citizens every day on the job. These are not only the employees of the Napa County and Napa City, but also some of our elected officials. One that we're missing has been a big factor in the past games, Gary Lieberstein, who was our prosecutor, and of course he retired, and so he is not here, but he had been one of the key players in the past years. And we were reduced to the three teams when that one team that we had mentioned that was called the Fighting Acronyms disbanded. They decided they could not put things together, even though it was the combination of the Napa Valley Transit Association, the LAFCO, and the Napa Sanitation. They had pulled together and called themselves the Fighting Acronyms. Now, here we go with Mark Kuhnhausen. Let's see if we can pick up his comments. No, we cannot. He's using the microphone set up. In fact, the people that are about 6 feet in front of him are saying, we can't hear you. And those are just about directly in front of him. So I'm sure that those that are farther away, John Robertson, the sheriff, they're listening intently. And that, but since we can't pick up his comments, we're going to take a break and be back. And hopefully the referees will be here and we'll be getting game one underway, the Napa County against the Napa City, when we continue. Well, we're back here at the Boys and Girls Club in the Napa Valley, and individuals are being introduced, the city of American Canyon. We mentioned Vince Lynn. He's program coordinator for the city. Anthony Gutierrez, who is a volunteer coach there. Robert Rojas, who's one of the firefighters serving that area. One of their volunteer coaches is Brandon Harris. Another, Joel Cornelio, they're both here. The Staff Sergeant James Smith from U.S. Army office down in American Canyon. And another one from that same office, Sergeant First Class Kyle Holderfield, another volunteer coach with the program there in American Canyon, is Eric Tabarino. David Farley, the program director for the Boys and Girls Club, does a lot of work for the kids in that area. Introduced Fernando Yasol, a recreation leader there. Alan Sangalang, who is the distinction of being the last player to arrive here tonight. Jay Nichols, another other volunteer coach. Luis Vallejo, a late addition. I did not have a chance to get his title. And the volunteer coach also is going to put on a jersey and participate in the game tonight, Charles Chambry. So those are the players for American Canyon. And they'll be playing in the second game. The first one to be introduced now for the city of Napa is Aaron Baracco. And we didn't have a chance to get information on a lot of these players. The next to be introduced is Steve Brassfield. He is a fire chief, as you probably know. Next is Joy Eldridge, the general manager of the water department. Joining them now is Jake Fonville. And now we have next to be introduced, and that is Craig Harrison. Harrison looks like a basketball player, pretty good size there. He's an electrician. Next was Corey Jost, the water equipment operator, and the heavy equipment type operator. Then Joey Olivia, and right behind him comes Clayton Ono, and I'm sorry, it's an Ono on me. I don't know what their department is. Next is Morrison. That is Chris Morrison, a firefighter, a paramedic, and a great guy. We've had a chance to talk with Craig at different times. Now we have Jake Roscoe coming onto the court. And we're still introducing the Napa City players. William Schimpf is not superstitious. He wears number 13, and he is one of our fine firefighters as well. And next is Tommy Thompson. He's a water distribution facility worker. Those are the players for the Napa City. Now we'll have the Napa County. There are 10 players listed for the Napa County, and as they're introduced, Alfredo Pedrosi gets the biggest round of applause, but that was mostly from him. It was a lot. But he's not going to be the first to be introduced there. Coming up onto the court is Brian Bordana. And again, we'll have to check and see. I don't have information here on their assignments as far as their city duties. Many of them are supervisors, though. We do know that. And next we had Kevin Lemieux. He's an outstanding basketball player. Sal Alvarez handles the ball really well. And then Craig Birch. Now that combination of Birch and Lemieux in the middle is really something. The next guy wears number 10 cents. Instead of just the number 10, number 10 cents. That's Brad Wagenknecht, followed by Belia Ramos. And the officials have arrived here. So we have Rich and Randy arriving. So where are you guys from?
Windsor.
Oh, Windsor? Oh, boy. Up and down. Thanks for being here. We're broadcasting the game on KBON tonight, yeah. So during that bit, Christy Jordan has come onto the court. There, Alfredo Pedrosa finally got his invitation. He comes out there now and joins the team. And Ryan Gregory comes out there. Now they're going to pose for a photo. And they have 9 of their 10. I don't see Castilla Klingman there with the team. That was the only one on their 10 listed on their roster that I do not see here. But the officials are here. The players have been introduced. And as I say, we will be joined by Mark Kuhnhausen as play gets underway. And that is just about to take place now. Mark on his way back over here. And hopefully we'll have Mayor Jill Teckel join us for some commentary as we progress through the night. The two officials, Rich Rubilli and Randy Marion from Windsor, coming over now to shake hands with the players that are starting. And Belia Ramos is a starter there. And looks like one other supervisor getting the start, Alfredo Pedroza. Napa City be attired in their black or blue uniform, depending on which player you look at. They have different color uniforms on the same team. Napa County with the gold jerseys. And the tip is controlled by Napa City. We're underway now as Joy Eldridge takes it to the left of the key. Brings it back now as they're working it around on the weave. Eldridge to the left of the key. Fakes a shot. Now turns. Will pump it up from the elbow. No good. The rebound, though, stays with Napa City as Harrison got the rebound. Tried to pass it underneath. It's punched away from Chris Morrison. And it will stay with the city. Napa County yet to get a hold of the basketball. Inbounds pass comes out to Thompson. Drives in the lane. Goes up with a shot. No good. Bella tried to get the rebound, but it's taken away. And then stolen back by, we do have Napa County with the basketball. And we do have Cassia Klingman. She's in the lineup now. And the ball comes over to Ramos. She's dribbling out between circles now. Going to be double-teamed. Used up the dribble. Passes over to the right side as they're swinging it around against a man-to-man or man-to-woman defense. And driving in, trying a shot, Sal Alvarez. He was fouled on the play. Keep in mind, we have a running clock with a 15-minute half. And even though they're shooting free throws, the clock will continue. 13 and a half minutes to go here in the first half. And at the free throw line, attempting the first point in the game is Sal Alvarez for the defending champion Napa County team. Hit the flange, carom back, no good. Alvarez getting the second shot. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Next free throw is good. Swish, just tickled the cords as it went down. And now it is the city bringing the ball in the attacking territory. Passing over to Eldridge. She fakes a shot. Drives in on the angle. Cut off the play. Underneath to Morrison. Up in the end. Nice play by Chris Morrison to get the field goal. And it's 2-1 as Napa City has its first lead. And we are joined by Mark Kuhnhausen. So good to see you there, Mark. How are things rolling along this early stage?
Good. We're underway. Got the first 3 minutes. That's a good start.
There the ball is punched away by Morrison, retrieved by Pedroza. Pedroza at the top of the key, still maintaining the dribble, used up the dribble now. Pass over to the left side to Lemieux. Lemieux brings it out to the top of the key. Bounce pass over to Alvarez. Back to Lemieux. A long three-point attempt is an air ball and goes out of bounds to the city. Napa County has won three of the past four championships in this Battle of the Valley tournament. As the county gets back on defense quickly and bringing the forecourt is Thompson. He tries a shot and fouling him on the attempt. That may have been in a three-point territory too. Pedroza is going to be called for the foul. And that will be shooting opportunities for Tommy Thompson. Clock shows 11 and a half minutes to go here in the first half in our first game here in this tournament. The free throw on the way. It rims, rolls around, and rolls off. Just lazily dropped off to the right side of the rim. Tommy Thompson for the Napa City missed the second try. Well, he's wanting to stay away from that hat trick of missing all three. He was fouled in the three-point, and he does not. He missed the free throw, and so the score remains 2-1 with 11 minutes to go in the first half. As Lemieux brings it to top the key, starts to drive down the lane, loses the ball, is picked up by Klingman, and puts it up and got the basket. So Cassia Klingman picked up the loose ball and was able to put it up and puts the county back ahead. Morrison turns around, jump shot in, hit the back of the rim, and then just kind of lopped in. Chris Morrison has his second field goal, and it's a seesaw battle here at the Boys and Girls Club. As the Alvarez looks, he fires the three. It rims, no good, and a big rebound there taken by Napa. The city coming down underneath. That shot up, no good. Hit the underneath side of the rim that time by Thompson, and it goes and out of bounds. It will be inbounded in the backcourt by the Napa County team. Napa County trailing by a point, but they are the defending champions. They won 26-22 over the city of Napa in the championship game last year. Pass comes over to the left side now as Napa County has the ball. Bordana at the top there gets its pass in and a shot up. No good by Craig Birch, and it's rebounded by Napa. Down to Morrison, under the basket, up and score. Oh, check that. That was Shemp, William Shemp from the fire department. He got that basket. That was a quick pass. They able to quickly get there behind the defense. Driving in is Lemieux, goes up for the shot, no good. Rebound Klingman, deflected away from her, and comes down to the forecourt now, where it is retrieved by Tommy Thompson. He'll fire a three. It's an air ball. Well, both teams a little short there on air balls.
Yeah, I think they're still just trying to get their rhythm right now.
Yeah.
So getting the cobwebs worked out. A little nerves.
Yeah, there are. People keep coming in here, so you got time to come over and see a couple other games yet besides this one. Klingman has the ball to the right of the key. Guarded fairly tight there. Turn around shot. Rims no good. Rebounded by Tommy Thompson for the Napa City. Brings it forecourt. Drives to the key. Goes up for the shot as he got in the key. While he missed the shot, it was fouled on the play. So he will go to the free throw line for two more free throws. So far, he is 0 for 3 at the free throw line, missing on that last chance that he was up there after fouled on a three-point attempt. This free throw is good.
Yeah, I think he knows he was 0 for 3. He really focused in on that one and nailed it.
7-3, his team in the lead. Napa City lost in the championship game last year, and they're playing the defending champ. Eldridge is replaced now in the lineup, and so is Harrison. Free throw is no good. It's a little short, but the rebound is safe from going out of bounds there by Jake Fonville. Fonville has the ball stolen away, and then a foul called. I think Lemieux is, no, I thought he was going to take it out of bounds, but instead, they have Jim inbounding the ball for Napa County. Over to Ryan Gregory, double team. Gets a pass to Lemieux, fakes left, drives right, into the lane, whistle blows, and foul is called. Foul goes against Napa City. So Napa County will inbound the ball to the left sideline. Ready to trigger the inbound is Brian Bordana. Gets it in to Birch, back to Bordana, drives in the lane, puts it up, it's no good, and the rebound is out of bounds as William Shimp just let it go out of bounds, and then it will be the city getting the ball, bringing it forecourt. And in the middle, driving up, going for the shot, no good there by Brian Bordana. Or check it by William Shimp. Rebound by Bordano. Down to Gregory. Fakes to Wagon Connect. Now back to Gregory. He looks. He would like to get the shot away. He can't. Gives to Wagon Connect. Playing with red shoes on. There's a pass to Lemieux. Low post. Left side. Spins. And then passes across over to Birch, who drives in and goes up and scores. That's a nice pass there by Kevin Lemieux. Now, that's the front line I talk about is tough. Those two big guys in there. And it's 7-5 now. Napa City with the ball. There's a good play by Chris Morrison. Got loose under the basket and was able to do a reverse layup for 2 points, and it's 9-5 now. Napa City in the lead. Lemieux to Wagon Connect, wearing number 10 cents on the back of his uniform. Over to Birch, long shot, no good. Rebound taken out and lost by Brian Bordana, but it may have been off the gym shoe of one of the Napa City players, because the ball is given to the county. Wagon Connect will trigger. Comes into Birch. Birch underneath Lemieux, a reverse layup, no good. He tried to bank it in. He was going away from the basket after having gone from the right side of the lane to the left side of the lane, spun around, put the ball up over his shoulder, was fouled as he missed the attempt, and will go to the 15-foot stripe now, trailing at 9-5 with 4:45 to go here in the first half. Bouncing the ball, Lemieux, free throw, no good, the first of two. Well, Kevin's been one of our outstanding players in the past years in this program. The next one is missed as well. A loose ball rebound, and it is fought for, and coming out with it is the city, as Short came up tall on that one to get the ball. So we will have the ball deflected out of bounds by the county. Jost to inbound the ball. Corey Jost over on the right side to Short. Started to drive for the basket. And there's a foul called on Bordana. Inside of 4 minutes to go, first half, 9-5. The city in the lead. They led most of last year, and then the county came on strong to win the game 26-22. There's Jost with a three-pointer. It's an air ball, and Bordana gets the rebound to Wagon Connect. Now it goes over to Birch. Birch in the forecourt to Gregory. He fires a long two. Rims, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Schimpf. Comes down, driving in, going up, and missing was Jake Fonville. But he was fouled on the play by Brad Wagon Connect. That will put Fonville at the foul line. Morrison for the city has been leading all scores. He has 6 points thus far in the game. Nobody for Napa County with more than two. Here's Fonville's first free throw. It rolls around and then trickled off to the left. No good. Well, the city be considerably ahead if they were making their free throws. They are 1 out of 6 at that foul line. A couple more subs come in. Jake Roscoe is into the game. Jonathan Short also, he come back in. The free throw rolls off to the right. No good by Fonville. Rebounded by Napa County. And the pass was intercepted, however, by Schimpf. Schimpf coming down, and it gets a little pass over the side to Short. And he is out of bounds, but he was forced out of bounds by Napa County. Napa City with the ball. They lead it 9-5. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first half. Short will be inbounding the ball. Jonathan looks, gets it in. There is a shot up, no good by Clayton. Oh, no. Rebounded by Napa County. Forecourt, Steve Gregory. Taken over to the right side to Bordana. Over to Wagon Connect. The three! Can you believe it?
Big hit from 10 cent Wagon Connect.
Connect. And that makes it 9-8, a one-point game. There is a shot up, no good. Rebound put back up. Yes, and one. Good offensive rebound by Jake Fonville. And as he went back up, he was fouled on the play.
Yeah, I think Kevin Lemieux got him a little bit. Not happy about that call, but nonetheless, it's shot at a three-point play here.
So at the free throw line, Jake Fonville. He missed his two previous attempts at the foul line. Keep in mind that the clock is continuing to run now, even though it's a dead ball situation there on the free throw attempt. Back into the lineup is Sal Alvarez for Napa County. Fonville's free throw is no good. He tries the rebound, but it is taken by Gregory. Steve Gregory underhands a pass over to Birch, and there is a timeout taken with just inside of 1 minute to go now, and they do stop the clock for timeouts. Tell us a bit about your connection with this new facility that will be opening up in June in American Canyon.
Well, it's part of our Boys and Girls Clubs in Napa Valley organization. We've been serving American Canyon kids and families for a number of years, about 15 years. We have a program in Canyon Oaks, Napa Junction, and we were operating in a trailer house right there on the city park. And we've basically just did a capital campaign. We're expanding 15,000 square feet. It's going to be a beautiful facility.
Wow, that is great. That's for sure. And I have to ask you about 100 Women Who Care of Napa County, too, and their participation in the program. But play resumes now. We're in the final minute of this first half. Ryan Gregory, quarter court right, drives to the baseline, tries to go into the basket, looks for a reverse layup, partially blocked. Pedroza gets the rebound, shovels the pass to Lemieux, puts the shot up, no, gets his own rebound, gets it over to Klingman, puts the shot up, no again, rebounded this time by the city of Napa. As they bring it forward court to Thompson. Thompson drives into the key, passes over to the right side to Baracco, missed the shot. Lemieux rebounds for the county, leads a fast break with Pedroza. Alfredo brings it back out to the top of the key, used up the dribble there to Lemieux, fires a three, rims no good. Rebound is taken out just as the buzzer sound, as the rebound to Clayton Ono, and that is the end of the first half. And the runners-up from last year's championship game in the lead here, our halftime score, the officials and employees from the Napa City, 11, and those from Napa County, 8. We'll be back with the second half very shortly.
What are you looking for?
All right. Welcome back here to, we have apparently another change for next game, as we'll find out here. Vince is adding a player. Now, this halftime is going to be very short, but we do have an opportunity to talk to our mayor, Mayor Jill Tackle. So, Mayor, first of all, thanks for coming out here, supporting the city and county and American Canyon.
Yeah. No, it's pretty perfect, and for a great cause. And so for the Boys and Girls Club, it's fun. It's competitive. It's fun to see some of the girls out there. Joy's obviously a very good player, and it was fun to see Belia get out there. It kind of made me go, maybe next year I'll suit up.
I'm going to write that down. Yeah, we're going to make a note of that and remind you.
Yeah, maybe next year, maybe next year.
Well, yeah, I think it would be good with Belia out there. That we have couple other ladies too.
Yep. They're doing well, and it's competitive. Sometimes one team is really so much better than the other, but this has been going back and forth, so that makes it a fun game for those of us that are here. And there's little kids running around and concession stands, and so it's a little bit of everything you go to the game for.
Speaking of doing well, how are things in the city moving?
Things are really well. I was just up at the rooftop garden at the Archer.
Yeah, that did open up just recently.
It did, and it was packed. And, you know, it was packed with locals. Saw Mike Bassane there, saw Ken Faring there, and Betty, and other couples out having dinner. So it's locals are checking it out, which makes it nice.
Well, tell us what that is like up there. It's more than just a bar, obviously.
Well, you know, one of it's the view. So you're five stories up. You're on the top of the fifth story. And so you can see all over Napa. You get a real view. You can look over at the churches that are down there, get a little glimpse of the river. It really is kind of fun to see it from that high up. And they've got a dining area up there. They've got cocktail areas up there. For the guests, they have a swimming pool. I think it's pretty shallow, but they've got a pool up there. But it's nice. It's different.
Well, we want to know when somebody hops into that pool.
Yeah, that's not my job.
That's not your job. In connection with your job, do you do any coordinating or checking with Leon and people down in American Canyon?
Definitely. There's a lot of things. It was interesting. We're here watching basketball. I was just talking to Philippe today about Prolific Prep, and they're trying to organize their big tournament that they do down in American Canyon. And I said, have you connected with the mayor? And he hadn't met the mayor yet, so I'm going to provide that kind of connection. So Prolific Prep's great. They play in Napa at the college, but they do a tournament down there in American Canyon, and anybody that sees them gets really excited about that opportunity.
You mentioned about the Archer. What is happening surrounding that area?
Well, that's the shops on First Street, so that's Todd Zapolsky's project. And each week and another store opens up. Tommy Bahama opened up. I think Lush is opening up. They've got natural cosmetics, so it's kind of fun to see it. Compline opened last year, but it's really happening out there. So a lot of energy downtown.
Speaking of energy, the city of Napa has been coming through with a lot. They lead here at half.
I'm a little shocked. I don't think I've been at one of these games where we've been ahead.
Well, no, they led quite a bit last year, even though they lost by 4 points in the championship game.
Well, I just want them, they're playing, you know, sometimes the emotion of the sport gets a little crazy out there. But right now everybody's playing fair. I mean, it's great, fun to see Brad Wagon connect and Alfredo and Ryan. So it's kind of a game for them to come out and kind of show their good sports.
Well, we're starting the second half. Lemieux passes over the right side, and Klingman puts a shot up, no good by her, and it is rebounded by Napa City. So we're underway. They try a quick pass as Thompson tried to get it deep under the basket. It was tipped away by Napa County. So we're starting this second half with a 11-8 Napa City lead over the county, and apparently a foul there against the county, and so it'll be inbounded by Aaron Barrasco. He looks, and the ball is nearly intercepted by Lemieux, but comes way out to Thompson. Thompson, the top of the key, has the ball deflected. Scrambling, Alvarez comes away with the ball for the county. Alvarez pulls up for a three. It is an air ball, and the rebound tipped by Alfredo Pedroza right off of a Napa City player. So we're just starting. They play 15-minute halves, a running clock. So the city trying to hold on to the lead. The county down by three with the ball. Lemieux backs in and has the ball deflected away. He lost it out of bounds. It'll be the city's ball. This is the fifth annual Battle of the Valley, a charity basketball tournament. Game number one. Into the forecourt comes Thompson. Drives to the right of the key, brings it back to the top of the key to Barrasco, tries a three, no good. Tip back to him, puts it up again, no good. This time it is Ono, puts it up, no good. This time Craig Birch reaches up, and the big guy for the county gets the ball and brings it to the forecourt. Alvarez looks at a three, fires a three. It's another air ball, and it is Barrasco who comes out with the ball for Napa City. Over to Thompson. Thompson uses a pick and will shoot over it. It rims, goes high, and down through. Let's see if that was a two or a three. That was a three as Tommy Thompson gets the three-pointer. There's a shot by Klingman. No good by Casilla Klingman. Rebounded by the city, and they intercepted by Pedroza. Pedroza with Lemieux. It's two on one. Pedroza puts the shot up. No good. I think he was trying to pass that one, Mark.
Yeah, I think that was he got caught between trying to make a pass and shoot. Wasn't quite sure. Yeah. But he had good backcourt pressure to cause a turnover.
Yeah, that was. So it's 14-8. The city in the lead over the defending champions, a team that has won three of the last four championships in this event. Napa City won the other one, and it is county inbounding the ball to Klingman. Turn to shot up and hits.
She's tough inside.
Yeah, that is her second basket in the ball game. And it is the city with the ball. Joe's best, and the ball is kicked by Lemieux. It was thrown so low, it just actually hit his foot. He didn't try to kick it.
He didn't move, but it was a kick.
Because it was a county player.
There we go. Inbounds, the city with the ball. Pedroza is pressuring the ball there. Barrasco passes over to the left side. There is a long three up, no good, by Steve Brassfield from the fire department.
Fire chief, Steve Brass.
Walking the ball into the forecourt is Sal Alvarez. City leads 14-10. Alvarez drives in, goes up. No. Foul? Yes. And he'll go to the line for two shots. The foul was on William Schimpf. He's from the fire department, too.
I don't have my cheat sheet.
Oh, Schimpf. S-C-H-I-M-P-F.
Gotcha.
Here's Alvarez, free throw hitting. Sal has made two out of three at the foul line tonight. We're in the second half, just over 10 minutes to go here in this game. Free throw is good. Alvarez showing how to convert on the free throws. It is 14-10. Thompson drives into the lane, feeds underneath the basket, but a travel was called. The city went ahead and made the basket, but it is not allowed because of a traveling violation. Napa City has put Chris Morrison back in the lineup. He's a very good player. He is on that front line defending against Lemieux. Alvarez shoots over Thompson, no good. Thompson with the rebound, brings it forecourt for the city, pulls it way back out, gets it underneath to Morrison, over to Jost, puts a jumper up, hits it!
That's really good ball movement up the part of the city that time.
Corey Jost with the basket.
You've called games with him before, right?
He and Aaron, that when they were at Napa High. There's a shot from the right side by Alvarez, no good. And we were very sorry to learn of the passing of Aaron. Only 39 years old, a really sad scenario. But right now, his brother's looking very good out there on the basketball court. As play resumes, Napa, City of the ball, Jost looks at a three. A good pass in the middle to Morrison. Turns around and puts it in. Good play there by Jost and Chris Morrison. Morrison has four field goals here in the game, and his team is up by 4 points. Just over 9 minutes to go in this first game from the Battle of the Valley. American Canyon playing next. It is Lemieux trying a three. Swish! No, nothing
three.
But net. And that, believe it or not, was Lemieux's first basket, and it was a three-pointer. Here's Morrison. He fires a three. It rims. No good. Battle for the rebound. Lemieux comes out with it. Gets it over to Craig Birch. Now he'll leave it for Alvarez. And there is a whistle. I'm not sure the reason for the whistle, but the county had the ball, so they'll get the ball here at midcourt. Gregory is in the backcourt with Alvarez. Lemieux, Birch, and Bordana on that front line. Gregory has the ball stolen away from him as driving down goes Joy Eldridge. She lost the ball out of bounds. She made a good steal.
She did, little hustle there. And she got the ball and threw it off the county player so that we retained control of the ball.
You know, your son played basketball at Napa High, so you should be able to do that too. There's a shot from the right corner. No good by Eldridge. Rebounded by Napa County, Bordana. And the pass is intercepted there by Craig Harrison. Comes down to Morrison, shot up, no good. Rebound Birch, down to Lemieux. Lemieux has one man to beat. He's going to try another three. It rims, no good. Rebound is taken out by Craig Harrison. Out on the left wing, pass comes to Jonathan Short, brings it between circles. Over to Eldridge. Eldridge fakes left, instead takes it to the right side. And they get it over now. Short starts to drive into the corner. Has the ball nearly punched away, but gets it out to Jost. Jost in the middle, ball deflected. Here comes Gregory on the interception. Gregory, it's 2-on-2, and he is called for a trap.
I'm sorry. Ryan showed a lot of spirit in that play, a lot of hustle. It was fun to watch him.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Got a little tangled up there.
Yeah. Okay, well, it will be the city ball. 7 minutes to go in the game, 18-13. The city is leading the county. In the championship last year, the county won 26-22. Working the ball over to the left to Short. Tried the three, no good. Rebound is tipped by Eldridge, and it is right back to Morrison, who goes in, goes up, missed the shot. 10 cents got that rebound, better known as Bragg Wagon Connect. Burtz tries the three, rims, no good. Rebound up high, Chris Morrison grabs it. Morrison slowing the tempo down now, handing the ball over to Joy Eldridge, who walks it across the timeline, takes it to the top of the key. Wagon Connect lets her drive around. She'll pull up. Shot no good. Rebound taken out by Bordana. Over to Lemieux now with the six-minute mark coming up here in this second half. 18-13 score yet. Lemieux, who hit that three earlier, over to Gregory. Gregory would love to try a three. Wagon Connect, who hit a three earlier, passed over the side. Well, there was looked like a block from Corey Jost, but he's going to be called for a foul, and apparently that was in the act of shooting for Brian Bordana. The Napa County team has made 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, make it 3 out of 7 as Bordana sends up an air ball. Inside of 5.5 minutes to go, we're in the second half. I know it's hard to tell from the score, but this is the second half. 18-13. The city made a change in the lineup as Bordana missed the free throw. And a nice rebound pulled out of there. That was by William Shemp from the fire department. Over to Eldridge, to Shemp. In the middle to Morrison. Gets it over now. There is a shot up and no good, but a foul is called. That will send Jake Fonville to the line, where he is 0 for 3. Tonight, the city team has made just one free throw out of 8 attempts. He'll be shooting 2 free throws. The first one is good. The clock keeps running, 19-13 now, inside of 4.5 minutes to go. Pedroza is in, and out is Gregory. It's supervisor for supervisor there. Next free throw off the front of the rim. No good by Fonville. Rebound back to Fonville. Puts it up. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. They got it back in, but apparently William Shemp had touched the ball out of bounds. So the inbounds pass to Wagon Connect to Pedroza in the forecourt. Pedroza guarded very tightly over there by Shemp as he passes over to the left side to Burtz. Burtz fires a baseball pass over to Lemieux. Lemieux will pull up on a three and hits another three. There they're giving the indication it was a three-point. His second three-pointer in the game. He has 6 points for the county on those two field goals. And Morrison, with 4 field goals, leads the city with 8 points.
Well, Morrison was all over him, too. That was a good shot. It was good defense.
Well, there is a timeout taken, so they actually do stop the clock for a timeout. So, Mayor, do we have anything of interest coming up on your city agenda?
Well, I actually am going to Washington, D.C. next week. I'm chairman of the U.S. Mayor's Water Council, so I'll be traveling there to run the meeting. And we've got the new head of the Corps of Engineers that replaced Steve Stockton. I'll meet him for the first time, get to talk to him about our flood control project. And we've got to get it moving. We still got parts of that project that aren't done yet, and we need the Corps to make the findings and get the funding for us. So I'll be doing that's what I'll be doing next week.
I understand, too, that Gary Rhodes and some others may be heading that direction as well to Washington, D.C.
I haven't heard, but there's a lot of room in Washington, a lot of stuff going on.
That's for sure. Well, we have play resuming here with Joy Eldridge. Her team's ahead as she fires a three. It rims, no good. Oh, a great rebound by Shemp, Schimpf pass over on the right side. Now to Fonville. He fires a three, no good. And Lemieux comes out with the ball. 19-16 is the score as the county is down by 3 points with 3 minutes to go here in the second half. Alvarez drives to the right side, uses a block, doesn't shoot. Now he will fire the three. It rims. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Chris Morrison for the city. Down, up, and missing a layup with Jake Fonville. Oh, what a pass there from Morrison right to Fonville, cutting in the lane, going in for the layup, and it rolled off the rim and it went out of bounds to the county. County down by three, 2:40 to go here in the second half. Alvarez on the high dribble, brings it into the attacking territory now, guarded there by Jake Fonville. Behind the back pass goes over to Birch. Birch to Lemieux. Lemieux fakes left, drives right, gets around the defender, goes towards the lane, goes with a turnaround jumper. Look at Birch's rebound is in. Craig Birch gets his second field goal very timely. It's a one-point game, 19-18. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the second half. Morrison drives around, gets underneath the basket, reverse layup, no good. Birch rebound, a long pass to Pedroza. Pedroza going in, and he's going to be called for the travel. Well, some good defending there by William Schimpf.
Alfredo was really being guarded very closely.
Yeah, Schimpf did a nice job. He was outnumbered there, 2-1. A minute 40 to go here in the second half. As Napa City trying to hold on to a one-point lead. Schimpf from the fire department. Over to Morrison as they're working around. Morrison is from, he's a firefighter too. And the ball is stolen away. Pass comes down to Bordana. Pull-up jump shot, no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Fonville with a minute 15 to go. Fonville still in the backcourt with Joy Eldridge. Brings it to forecourt. Bounce pass over the right side to Morrison. Well behind the three-point arc. And there is a whistle away from the ball. That should stop the clock with 1 minute to go. In the final minute of the second half, they do stop the clock whenever there is a situation like a foul called or anything of a nature where it would normally stop the clock. So it will be Fonville looking to inbound the ball. His team leads it by 1 point with 1 minute to go. And there are a couple changes in the lineup. Matt Simon is in for the city. There is a foul called. And it goes against the county.
Yeah, that was on Alfredo.
I think Alfredo was guarding a little too close.
Yeah, he didn't quite get there in time.
He's been very aggressive. The pass comes over to the side. Looking for a shot and a block by Alvarez and a loose ball, and it is out of bounds to the county. 46 seconds to go. 19-18. The city leads. The county, which has won three of the past four, including last year's championship with the basketball. Even though they trail by 1 point, they're taking their time, bringing it in the forecourt to Lemieux, the left of the key. Turnaround shot is short. Rebound goes out of bounds as Chris Morrison just allowed that to go out of bounds. In addition to a firefighter, Chris is also a paramedic. And as we mentioned earlier, just a nice guy, as so many of these folks are, giving you their time here to raise some funds for the Boys and Girls Club. Alvarez had to foul Morrison there just to get the ball back with 22 seconds to go, 19-18. Not into a bonus situation yet. So it'll be inbounded by the city. Can they hold on?
It's exciting.
Well, we'll see. 19-18, 22 seconds to go. Brad WagonConnect, I think, wants to take a timeout.
He's going to figure out what his final play will be.
Well, it's very exciting about what our flood zone has already done to benefit Napa.
It is. It's exciting. People love to come and see that project. You know, they kind of hear about green infrastructure, a project that really blends into the city. I love showing it off.
Do you have many representations from other countries that get over here?
You know, the World Flood Control Conference was in San Francisco about 4 years ago, and they came up here and they all took a tour of it. You know, in some of those European countries, they already do green infrastructure really well, but they were pleased with what we did.
Well, as play resumes, Alfredo commits a foul just to stop the clock. They're not yet into a bonus. Inbounds pass to Morrison. Gets it back over to Fonville. Fonville will go to the line for two shots. 17 seconds to go in this second half. His team leads by 1 point. But Fonville at the free throw line is just 1 out of 4 tonight, or 1 out of 5, check that. Missed his first three, made one, and then missed the next one.
It did look like Alfredo targeted him, so they must have had some feeling that he would not be a great free throw shooter. So I'm hoping to prove him wrong.
Well, Fonville takes a deep breath. His free throw, no good. That was a front end of a 1-1. He goes for the rebound, and he gets the rebound. Big play there. And then we had another quick foul with 12.9 seconds to go. Out of the lineup goes Matt Simon. Back in is Tommy Thompson. Thompson has not done well at the free throw line, making 1 out of 5, but they bring him back in. But they put Fonville back at the free throw line. He is 1 out of 6 at the free throw line tonight. The team is only 2 out of 11 free throw shooting.
Well, that
free throw is good. What a clutch free throw by Fonville there. 12.9 seconds. Now that makes it a 2-point lead. If he makes this one, that would mean that the Napa County would need a 3-point basket to tie. And he makes it.
Very nice.
That's his fifth point in the game. So Napa County with the ball. Lemieux to Burt, still in the backcourt, to Alfredo Pedroza. He drives with the left hand, nearly traveled, over to the side. Klingman, she'll fire a three, no good. And that is going to be the ball game.
Boy, she had a good look at that, just couldn't knock it down.
Wow, the city has defeated Napa County after losing the championship to them last year. And Napa City will be playing next against American Canyon, I think. So that is coming up next. So, Mayor, is there anything else that is coming up soon that we should be aware of? I know the Home and Garden Show is this week, but that's kind of a county-wide thing.
Yeah, but it's in downtown Napa, and people come into town and go to the event, gearing up for the end of May in Bottle Rock. A lot of businesses downtown do really well, and what's interesting is some of them close during the day, open up at 10 o'clock at night when Bottle Rock ends and the people come downtown, and they've told me they do as much business from 10 till 1 or 2 than they do a regular weekend. So it's a pretty good boon for the merchants downtown to figure out to be open at a little different hours than they normally are in order to accommodate the folks that are here.
It seems like we continue to get more tasting rooms in the downtown area.
Yeah, but they've really changed. I mean, we would get tasting rooms, and I'd say they were open and maybe 2 days a week, and they were not very well decorated. Now it's an experience. They've really created these really interesting tasting rooms and providing an experience for visitors, and I think it's like you can go wine tasting during the day, you can come back to your hotel in downtown Napa, you can still have your wine experience and go out to a tasting room and then go out to dinner. So makes for a kind of a complete experience for our visitors.
Speaking of dinner, a lot of outstanding restaurants.
Yeah, we're very lucky. We're very lucky to have so many unique, one-of-the-kind restaurants, and that's special. I think that's why people, enjoy the culinary piece of this. Say, Brad's coming over here to tell us about what's happening in the county.
Okay, well, the defending champions had a tough battle there.
Yes, we did. That was a lot of fun, though.
How about that three that you hit?
I know, that's a surprise to everybody.
No, I'm sure you practiced that, and it was no fluke.
It doesn't go in very often, but I practice it.
Well, tell us about Jesus, who was coaching. What's his assignment the regular?
Jesus, he's our aide, and he does everything. Just about everything.
Well, we were hearing about the city of Napa from Mayor Jill Teckel.
Good.
What about the county scenario? Because we heard so much during the fire situation, and it seemed like that people got familiar with Pedroza, with Ramos, with Wagon Connect, with Gregory and Dylan and all from that experience.
Well, Belia was kind of the superstar from that whole event, and because we kind of felt like her.
She was the chairperson.
Yeah, she was the chair, and so she did an incredible job speaking for the county, and that was her job, and she did it incredibly well with great heart and great insight for what was going on, and she helped us craft a good message for the people, and I think the people very much appreciate it. But all of us got to put in lots of time talking to you at the radio and talking to a lot of different people in different groups, and it was a good learning for all of us, and I think we did a stellar job on that part.
We're talking with the guy wearing number 10 cents on his jersey.
I've had 10 cents for better than 40 years.
Well, this is only the fifth year for this event, but county has won three of the previous four.
Yes, we have. And now we have to come back through the loser's bracket to win tonight.
What if Napa City defeats American Canyon?
If we lose to American Canyon, American Canyon plays off for the championship. If American Canyon beats us, they play off for the championship.
Okay. So there will be another game to follow.
There will be a third game, but that's it. We won't be able to do any more.
I wouldn't either. Well, what has been of interest on the agenda for the Board of Supervisors?
We've always got some good stuff. What is it? Well, we're trying to build a jail, but that's not hasn't been on the agenda. I've got to go get our people in.
Okay. All right, thanks, Brad. All right, first game, it was Napa City 21, Napa County 18. The leading scorer in the game for Napa City, Chris Morrison, who had 8 points, Jake Fonville, who had 5 points. Tommy Thompson had 4, Corey Jost and William Schimpf each had 2 points. For Napa County, it was Kevin Lemieux with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Craig Birch and Cassia Klingman each had 4 points. Sal Alvarez had 3 points, and Brad Wagon Connect had 3 on that 3-point basket. So we get set now for game number 2. This is the city of American Canyon. And Mark Kuhnhauser, how could you explain the way that the American Canyon facility might be similar or different from this facility we're here in Napa?
Well, there's a lot of similarities. One of the big differences is there is not a gym in that building. It's 15,000 square foot. We'll have a big community room. We'll be able to hold a lot of community events in that area. We'll have an early childhood development center, which is different than what we have here. We're still looking at partners on that. We'll have a STEM room and a technology center.
Okay, and now we're underway here, and there was a quick basket. In fact, I was just turning around and missed seeing who got that.
That's David Farley, actually one of the staff in American Canyon.
Oh, yeah, he's program director there. He gets a basket right away
really
off the opening tip. So play underway now. Here's Lemieux trying a 3. No good. The rebound is taken by Alvarez. He turns. County with the ball going against American Canyon. Underneath the Lemieux, puts it up and in. Good pass under there to Lemieux, and
that's something we didn't see enough of in the first game for the county, is this big bodies inside.
Yeah, there's a long 3-point attempt up, no good by American Canyon, as Napa County gets the ball in the forecourt. Lemieux has it just across the line to Alvarez, well out right side. Shoots over a Birch pick, and it's short and air ball. So it'll be out of bounds with Jason Holly, who is the city manager there. He was a late addition to this, but it's good to see Holly. There is a shot from the right side by Anthony Gutierrez. It's good. Baseline right jumper, making it 4-2 now. We're just underway in the first half. City of American Canyon on the defense. Lemieux underneath, turn around, hook, good. Just kind of a half hook there. Lemieux gets the first two baskets for the Napa County team here to start this second game. There is a pull-up jump shot way off by Joel Cornelio. Cornelio was one of the volunteer coaches.
Actually, he really wanted that one back, and that was Jason Holly, city manager.
Oh, that was Holly?
But I'm sure that he would be happy that you...
Okay, well, I got blocked out on... Oh, yeah, I see now that it was Holly again. The pass goes into the corner underneath the Lemieux, tipped away from him, and here comes a fast break the other way for America again. But the ball is stolen by Birch. Birch in the backcourt gets it over to Klingman. Passes over to Alvarez, tries a three, that's no good. Rebound is taken out of there by David Farley. Lead pass down the left, back to Farley, drives in, up and in. Farley.
Nice give and go.
That's Farley's second bucket in the ball game. He got the first basket. 6-4, American Canyon in the lead. Underneath Lemieux, reverse layup, no good. And whistle underneath. And call goes against American Canyon.
That's on David Farley. He's a little too aggressive underneath. Got him in the head.
Alvarez inbounds the ball. And the pass is intercepted by Vince Lynn. Going down and trying to get a shot away was Anthony Gutierrez. And
good hustle. Good block shot down there at that other end of the court there.
Gutierrez was fouled on the play. It was going to be a two-shot situation. Inside of 12 minutes to go in the first half, playing 15-minute halves, Gutierrez's free throw is good. Well, that's something we didn't see much in that first game, a made free throw till right at the end, and that's where Jake Fonville made two. And that next free throw is missed by Gutierrez. But the rebound stays with the team. David Farley, boy, he's a basketball player.
Oh, he's just a good athlete.
There's a three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound, Farley is good. Oh, David Farley followed up with his third field goal, and it is 9-4 now. City of American Canyon, in its 26th year, in the lead. A three-point attempt, no good. Birch underneath with the rebound, up and good. Boy, you cannot contend with that superior height that Birch has under there.
He just had good position on that ball, too.
He must be close to 6'10", 6'7", or something like that.
Yeah, he's a big guy. They got the Twin Towers.
Oh, there's a behind-the-back pass that goes out of bounds. Yeah. Gutierrez tried behind-the-back pass over to Vince Lynn. Lynn, the program coordinator for the City of American Canyon. Here's Ryan Gregory, one of the supervisors, coming in for Napa County. Napa County lost to Napa City 21-18 in the first game. There is a long one by Alvarez, no good. Rebound comes right to Brandon Harris. Harris gets it pass over to Charles Chambry. And Chambry is the coach of the team, too. Apparently a travel there. It is turned over to the county. Gregory walks it across the timeline. Gives a little motion that he's going to pass it under Lemieux. Lemieux tries to volleyball it back out to Alvarez, to Birch. Now to Gregory, tries a three. It's an air ball, batted around, and taken by Farley for American Canyon. Farley drives in, goes up, he shoots at Brandon Harris, rather, pardon me.
Good ball movement.
Yeah, Harris is a volunteer coach over there, and he looks like a ball player, too. I think was that... I mean, their action was so fast there for a while, but that was Harris.
Yes. Yeah, he's quick for sure.
In fact, he's in there in place of Farley now. They can make changes just as quickly as they want to here. Anytime there's a dead ball, they can substitute in. There are unlimited substitutions allowed. Here's Birch to the right of the key. And we have a foul And it's going to be called against one of the players for City of America.
Yeah, it was Louis Vallejo battling for position there.
Okay. All right. That's I had it hidden down as number three, but it's 5-3. So we got that corrected. There is an 18-foot jumper. Good. And that was the coach, Charles Chimbray, that made that shot from straight away, about 18 feet. But it was inside the three-point arc. 13-6 now. 8.5 minutes to go in the first. There's an interception by Harris. Harris driving down. Nobody picking him up, and he goes in for the layup. Brandon Harris gets his second field goal. And the City of American Canyon looking very strong now with 8 minutes to go in the first half, leading at 15-6. Of course, the Napa supervisors and others on the Napa County look to be tiring a bit, and a shot by Gregory goes out of bounds but was last touched by the City of American Canyon. So it's going to be Birch to trigger the inbounds. Pedrosa back in the lineup for the county. Shot no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Chimbray. Down underneath. Up and good on a fast break attempt. And Joel Cornelio, another one of the volunteer coaches there for American Canyon, makes the basket. It's an 11-point lead for City of American Canyon. Boy, they came prepared in this game. They've got the play. There's an interception by Harris. A lead pass comes down, going up. Missing the shot, however, was Joel Cornelio, and it is the county with the rebound. Pull-up jump shot, swish! That was by Cassia Klingman, her first basket in this game, and City of American Canyon loses the ball out of bounds. 7 minutes to go, first half, 17-8 the score. City of American Canyon in its 26th year, incorporated in 1992, getting their new facility opening up in June. There's an interception by Harris. Down, going in, up, and scoring on a quick breakaway was Joel Cornelio. That is his second field goal here in the first half. Birch in the forecourt, down by 11 to Wagon Connect near the center circle. Over to Gregory, and he was fouled. Foul called on Cornelio. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. It's Napa County with the ball. The defending champions lost the first game here tonight, 21-18. And it is going to be Wagon Connect to trigger the inbounds. Goes to Pedrosa. Pedrosa spins around, pivots. Gets the ball over to Wagon Connect. Now it comes to Lemieux. He's open for a three. It ticks the front of the rim and comes right down into the hands of American Canyon as Fernando Yasso over the left side. A three-point attempt up. No good by Cornelio. Rebound battled for, and a foul is called. That rebound came off to Louis Vallejo, I think.
Correct.
And not yet into a shooting situation. Well, wholesale substitutions coming in now for the City of American Canyon with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. All five players are replaced that were out there. Jay Nichols, a volunteer coach, is going to be in there to trigger the inbounds. Brings the ball over to Sangalang. And there's a shot from the left side deep. No good by James Smith from the Army. Rebound put up and in, however, by Jay Nichols.
I'm not sure if he got a call that. That was off the glass.
Got it in anyway. 4.5 minutes remain here in the first half. 21-8. Wagon Connect. Oh, we're doing that. Tries a shot, no good. Rebound to Birch, up and good. That was Craig Birch's second basket in this game. He had two baskets in the first game. 21-10 driving in, up and scoring uncontested was Sangalang. That's Allen's first basket. And it makes it 23-10 inside of 4 minutes to go. Wagon Connect, who had a three-point basket in the first half, gets it to Gregory, and he took a little hop. I guess it's close to Easter time, Mark, so he's yeah. doing his little hip hop there.
Yeah, he's got a little, see, took one too many steps and then threw in a hop.
All right, it'll be out of bounds to the city of American Canyon. As they have been practicing, you can tell. They have worked the ball really well and got some good athletes out there. Nichols drives into the lane, goes up, shoots, no good. We had a foul called. Nichols, who's a volunteer there, and as Mark Kuhnhausen can attest to, volunteers are great.
Oh, yeah, and Jay used to be one of our staff members as well, and he left us going to school at Sac State and is still coming in to volunteer coaching. But, yeah, that's what, you know, really drives us. Is
where can you use volunteers here in Napa?
We use volunteers like a lot in our tutoring program and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have a mentoring program where we use high school kids as mentors and volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably the two main places. But for us, mainly we're staffed with paid professional staff with the consistency and supplemented with volunteers. So if we had somebody that had a specific experience, for example, like they wanted to teach financial literacy, we could do that. You know, so specialty type things.
You're in tune with KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. At the free throw line, Jay Nichols, we just heard about him from Mark Kuhnhausen, and his first free throw hits the flange and caroms back, no good.
Yeah, this American Canyon team is looking very, very strong. As a matter of fact, last year, I don't think that they won a game.
No, they didn't. And the next free throw is no good. So he missed both free throw attempts. But they've got three groups of five players. There are about 15 players that have played this game before.
Yeah.
Some of them played at probably a pretty high level. There's Lemieux trying a three, no good. The rebound is run down there over the side by Sangalang, and his pass is deflected. Tried a full court pass. It was deflected out of bounds by the Napa County. Inbound with 2.5 minutes to go is deflected. They got the ball and tried to get it in to Sergeant First Class Kyle Holderfield with the U.S. Army, and his office is in American Canyon. Comes out to him, and that's James Smith. The other rebound is put in. Oh, what a great play by Jay Nichols there for his second field goal in the game. He is an athlete.
Yeah, absolutely.
25-10 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Alvarez, you can see that the county has slowed down some from the pace they had in that first game. They really wanted to beat Napa City. This one, since they had lost the first one, they don't have quite the teamwork and all they had a earlier game.
Well, and I think they've run out of gas a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Playing back-to-back like they have.
Right. Alvarez, first free throw is good. Sal Alvarez, who made 3 out of 4 in the first game, gets his first point in this game. He has not hit a field goal as yet. Makes both free throws. He missed his first one tonight and has made 5 in a row since then. 2 in this game. There's a pull-up jump shot from the left side, rimming no good and out of bounds to the county. No doubt they're giving it to the city of American Canyon. And inbounds pass up and good on the set play with the pass going to Robert Rojas, a firefighter, and he lays it in. Boy, that was a set play that worked superbly for City of American Canyon. Pedroza out to Gregory. He's open for a three, and it's no good. Lemieux could not hold the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Gregory firing from well out there.
Yeah.
Tried to put a little English on the shot. American Canyon with the ball with 21 seconds to go here in the first half. Sang-a-Lang passes over to the left side, driving in, going up, shooting, and missing was Robert Rojas. Rebound, Lemieux has it for, and he is fouled with 9 seconds to go. So let's see if it's a shooting situation. That's going to also run out the clock for the first half. But the free throws will be coming, trailing it 27-12. So we'll have a 5-minute intermission here after Lemieux gets to the free throw line. He is 0-for-2 tonight. That was in the first game. And the free throw is no good. So he does not get the bonus. He's still out there shooting some shots there as the time has run out. And he goes over and slaps the fist of Ryan Gregory as the teams will take a little breather here. We'll take a little breather and come back and talk about the Boys and Girls Club. It's what this is all about tonight here on KVON. The halftime score is the City of American Canyon 27 and the Napa County 12.